proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada.
Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
John Potter, live and local. Patty Wood, reverse mortgage specialist at American Pacific Reverse Mortgage Group, is in the studio. Hi, Patty.
Hi, John. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
McCall, Idaho.
Yes, that's where I went and visited, and it was so beautiful. It definitely wasn't the hot weather that we've had this last 2 weeks.
Idaho and Oregon are two states that, believe it or not, I've never been to.
Oh,
that's... I've been to every other state. I love seeing new things and everything, but for some reason, I know I never made it to Oregon because the beaches in California much satisfy my love of beaches. I mean, okay. Why go further north, I figure? But people tell me I'm missing out. And Idaho, I guess, same thing. You know?
It's very beautiful. My in-laws live on a lake, and so there's plenty of kayaking and paddleboarding and
idyllic.
Yes, just lots of things to do, fishing.
And you came back here to this?
I did, to this heat rave that we've been having. But that's okay. I like the heat. I would rather be in the heat than the cold weather.
Well, I'll tell you, there's no escape because the golfers have run up the hotel rates in Tahoe like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, $500 rooms. I just can't do it. I was desperate. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a lot. This is a very timely visit because we're seeing big movement in things like interest rates. And you're getting a ton of questions about the reverse mortgages. And they make them better than ever now, folks. They really do. And people need money. People need money. And they're using their investments in their homes to enjoy life.
Yes.
Instead of being cooped up and stuff. So tell me about the interest rates. And is this a big concern in the reverse mortgage business?
Well, the good news is that we have an adjustable rate that has a lifetime cap that protects the borrowers if the rates start to skyrocket. We're hoping that the rates are going to go down because that's the talk in our business, is that they're going to go back down. I don't believe that they'll ever go back down into the threes like we had over the last couple of years. But even if it goes down into the 5% range, then it's going to be more helpful. When you get an adjustable rate, you get a line of credit. So depending on how much your mortgage is, if you have if you have a mortgage against the property, we have to pay off that mortgage first, and then you get a line of credit. If you own your house outright, your line of credit is larger. And as we've talked about before, you can take monthly payments if you would like. I'm very surprised at how many people nowadays don't have a huge income. Maybe they're just on Social Security, they're on limited income. And especially a lot of self-employed borrowers. Self-employed, you know, if they were self-employed 30 years ago and they didn't pay into Social Security, then their Social Security is very low. And so it's very helpful for those people. The interest rates aren't that effective for these people because they can take out the equity in their home and they never have to make a monthly mortgage payment. The difference when you have an adjustable rate on a conventional or an FHA or any other loan is that you're making payments, and if the interest rate goes up, your payment goes up. With the reverse mortgage, you never have to make a monthly mortgage payment. You do have to pay your property taxes and insurance, which even if you've owned your home outright, you have been used to paying your taxes and insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So when the interest rate goes up, yes, it's eating more into your equity. But if the interest rates go down, then it's an advantage for you.
Oh, you're still in the black. You still have some extra money to pay off things or take vacations and things like that.
Correct.
I did not know you had this adjustable rate cap. I mean, I thought adjustable rates, they could go crazy and stuff. But this lifetime cap protects you if the rates skyrocket past that 12.5. And we have seen that before.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
so there's a cap there. Is that an extra charge or anything?
No, that's one of the loan programs that we have.
Pretty good deal. And Now, this will probably generate a little more business in the reverse mortgages if the rates do go down, right?
Yes, correct. Because there are still people that have, you know, a lot of people refinanced a couple years ago and got themselves out of a 4 or 5% down into the 3%. And so when they did that, now they, you know, took cash out, so their loan balance is higher, and now we have to pay off that loan before they're eligible for a line of credit or monthly payments or however they decide to take
it. All right, so you said that people still have to pay, like, the tax or things like that that come with ownership, but who qualifies, besides that, who qualifies for a reverse mortgage? It's pretty wide open, isn't it?
Well, it kind of is. You have to be 62 or older, at least one. If you're a married couple, one of you has to be 62 or older. The loan is based on the younger of the two. And so if you're under 62, it's kind of a little bit harder hit. But you can also do a reverse mortgage if you're not married. If you're a couple that's lived together forever and you want to do a reverse, you can do that. Because when you do a reverse mortgage, you can stay in the home for the rest of your life and never have to make a mortgage payment. So, you know, again, if it's two people, if you're just one person, you have to be 62 or older.
Folks, can you imagine living life without having to make a monthly mortgage payment?
Yeah.
That's the biggest expense.
It's an investment. But once you have, you know, a lot of people for years, this is their nest egg. This is what they've planned for. And now, later in their years, I mean, who knew what the economy was going to do? And now, I mean, you go to the grocery store and just to buy a meal for a dinner, you know, $50. Mm-hmm. So it really does help with people, you know, supplementing their income with a reverse mortgage so that they have more money available to them every day.
And if you have this reverse mortgage, you can still sell your home.
Absolutely. You can sell your home, and you can live in it for the rest of your life. You can sell your home at any point. If you're married and a spouse passes away and you want to live closer to your children, sell your home, take your equity. That's another very important thing for people to understand. The home is your home. It stays in your name, and you only have a lien against the property, which you would if you had any kind of loan. You're going to have a lien against the property, but the property is in your name. That's your equity. As the value increases, that's your equity that increases along with whatever.
So how much equity? Because people have this impression that you got to own the house outright to do a reverse mortgage. No, just a certain percentage, right?
That's correct. And it has gone up a little bit over the last few years with the interest rate going up. This loan is based on your age, the interest rate, and the value of your property. So used to be, you know, well, back in the day, I've been doing this for 17 years, and you used to be able to pull about 80% equity, but not any longer. Now, if you're only 62, then you need to have anywhere between 65 and 68% equity in the property. If you're 70, then you need to have between 59 and 60. If you're 80, then, you know, between 50 and 55, depending on what the value of your property and the interest rate that we get you into.
Could you, if you want this reverse mortgage, put some extra money in and get that number on the equity and then get the reverse mortgage?
Oh, sure. Sure.
Okay.
You can absolutely do that. The other thing is, if you want, you know, if you are only 62 and you're still working, you can get into a reverse mortgage and you can pay that interest that is going to compound every month. If you're used to making a mortgage anyways, why not throw a little bit against the interest, and then your loan balance will still, your line of credit will still be there for you when you do get into your 70s and 80s.
Listen to you. Patty Wood knows all the ins and outs here.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
In 17 years you've been doing this.
I've been doing this, yes.
Uh-huh. And it doesn't bore you?
No. I'm very passionate about this. I love helping people. I love just what it can do and how it's helped so many people over the years.
Help them get their dreams.
Exactly.
You know? So
exactly.
Cool.
Because that's the other thing. When you take this money out, number one, it's non-taxable. This is your equity. You can do whatever you want with it. I've had some people help their grandchildren or help their children get put a down payment on a house. I've had people buy motorhomes and take the trip of their dream. Or I've had people that, you know, have taken out the money and taken their family on a vacation. I mean, what would be better? To create memories while you can and use that money, or just leave a ton of money to your kids and never know because you're gone what they're going to do with their money.
Or you can have all that money tied up in the equity in your house. It'll sit there until you die.
Correct.
Okay. Yes. I'm doing the hard sell, aren't I?
Yeah.
phone number 884-9910. Any questions about, you got to be considering this, right? A reverse mortgage, which is offered to you if you're 62 or older with a certain amount of equity in your home to buy the boat, take the trip, whatever makes your dream come true. We're going to take a break right now, but those phone calls, Patty can answer them right now, 884-9910. I'm John Potter, Patty Wood for one more segment next on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1017.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
So, Patty Wood and I are trading show reviews here during the commercial. That's always a lot of fun. Your daughter just went to see Carrie Underwood?
Oh, it was 2 years ago now.
Oh, it was 2 years. I was going to warn her. I thought it was terrible. But it was one of the worst Vegas shows. Lady Gaga. We went to see Lady Gaga a couple of weeks ago. Terrible.
Oh.
Because Lady Gaga wanted to be the female Tony Bennett.
Oh.
And not do what she's famous for.
Oh, that's not good.
I've just about had it with concerts. I don't know. I need a good one. Topic is reverse mortgages. Patty is the expert on reverse mortgages to get all that money in your pocket. It's basically either monthly payments or you just get a checking account, right? Where you can use the money.
Well, you get a line of credit. It's not
line of credit.
Yes. It's not a checking account, but every month you're able to pull from that line of credit, however often you need to.
And it's easy now. It's easy.
It is. It's much easier.
What are the top questions people are asking you? I know the number one thing is, well, oh my gosh, the interest rates, how is this going to change things? And that was interesting what you had to say about that. What else? Any misconceptions or what's the top question besides interest rates that people are asking you?
Well, a lot of people are asking me, now, what happens at the end of this loan? And how long do my heirs have once we pass away? And so I always tell them the biggest concern is that just because your parents or whoever has left you the estate to take care of, the loan doesn't stop. So you have 30 days to contact the lender and let them know what you intend to do with the property. So they would like to see a letter of intent. Are you going to sell the property and pay off the reverse mortgage? And if you are, who's your realtor that you're working with? And they're all about communication. If you're going to refinance this property because it's a nice property that's been in the family or whatever, then start doing it right away as soon as possible. You know, they like to see it done within 30 days. However, I mean, contacted in 30 days. You have 6 months to let them know, you know, what you're going to do. And then you have up to a year, actually, to either pay it off or by, you know, refinancing it or selling the home, either way. But I have to remind you, the loan balance is going to go up every month because that interest still compounds. So you want to try to get it done as soon as possible.
And most people do, I'm sure. What happens if, like, one person becomes sick, needs to go to the nursing facility or something like that?
Well, in that situation, you still, whoever is left in the home, as long as it's their primary residence, they can stay in the home for the rest of their life.
Nothing changes there.
Nothing changes. Absolutely nothing changes. And then also, if you are a single person, and let's say you fall and hurt yourself and you have to go into a rehab place, then they allow you to be in that rehab place for 6 months up to a year, depending on how, you know, how long it's taken you to rehab. But as long as it's your primary residence, you can keep your home.
Do you have to pay taxes on the amount of money you take out in equity?
No. This is a non...
How is that possible?
It's a non-taxable because this is your home that you have already paid property taxes. You've already paid income tax on the income that you use to pay your payments or whatever. And so it is not a tax consequences. The other thing is it's not a tax benefit because you're not making a monthly payment, so therefore you're not making interest payments. The only time it would become a tax benefit is if you decided to pay the interest that was accumulating. Then you would be able to write that off.
What lenders do you deal with?
Well, we're American Pacific Mortgage. We're a banker and a broker.
Oh, nice.
And so the nice thing is from start to finish, we do our, you know, I go out and meet with the people and do my proposal and take the application and we do all the processing. And then whoever we choose as our investor, which we have more than a handful of different investors, then we, you know, have them underwrite it along with our underwriting department, and we have an appraisal department, and so we do it from start to finish. We do not service the loan. So once the loan closes, whatever investor we have chosen, they have a servicing company that will send out monthly statements to let the borrower know how much they still have in their line of credit and what their loan balance is.
We're talking, when we talk reverse mortgage too, we're talking about a lot of cash here because the value of your home has risen a great deal, and you have to go by that, don't you, about the values?
Yes.
Of what the house is, not what they paid for it to begin with.
Correct. It's based on the appraised value. And
so
yes,
you can make bank, sister, right?
Yeah. As you know, as long as you have that equity in your home. The other nice thing is even though the interest rates have risen, so has home values. So,
right,
you
yeah.
know, we went through a little bit of supply and demand there for a while where there wasn't enough homes on the market. And so now, you know, people are keeping their homes longer. They don't want to move. Who wants to move when you're 60 or 70 or 80? I don't. And I'm 63, so I don't want to move ever again. That's, you know.
I'm with you there.
Yeah.
So there's like two major types of reverse mortgage. There's the HECM loan and the HELOC loan.
Well, the HELOC is not a reverse mortgage. The reverse mortgage HECM is the FHA insured loan. It's a home equity conversion mortgage, and the HELOC is what you get. Most people get at a bank or a credit union or whatever, and that's a home equity line of credit. The difference between the two is the HECM, the reverse mortgage, you do not have to make a monthly mortgage payment, ever, never, never. And with a HELOC, you're going to be paying, you get a line of credit, but every month you're going to have a payment that you have to make. And most of the time, HELOCs are only good for 10 years, whereas a reverse mortgage is good for the rest of your life.
Well, you can pay down the interest on the HECM, right?
Yes, correct.
And keep the loan balance down.
Yes, that is correct.
There's all sorts of tricky things you can do here.
There is.
That's where you come in.
You've got different options. Yes, absolutely. One of the things right now, you know, again, because interest rates are higher, not too many people are going with a fixed rate. The fixed rates are about 7.94%. And that's what it is today. Again, if it goes lower, you know, for years, for 15 years, it was at 5.06 or less. You know, it had gone down to 3.65%. That's a great fixed product. But right now, the adjustable rate, we're hoping that interest rates come down.
I think that's a general attitude, is that they are going to go down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's generally speaking, we're hoping that when things change and the economy gets back under control, that interest rates will come down.
So you actually go out to folks' homes and bring your little study of what their home is worth and what they can get if they go through with this. And how busy are you with this? You still doing those personal visits?
I do. Yes, I do. I I like to hold people's hands. I like them to be able to trust me, and I want to show them that I really know what I'm doing. And so I will run a proposal. The first thing, when I get their address, and you know, anybody that calls me, the first thing, I want their name, their date of birth, their address, and what their mortgage is. And that's my starting point. And so then I go and do my research. I will go to realtor.com and Zillow.com and, you know, call. If I'm having a problem struggling, I'll call one of my realtor partners and ask them, what do you think this property is really worth? Because it is based on what the property is worth. And so then I do that, and then I run the numbers, and I make an appointment, and I sit down, and I explain all the numbers. Because if I'm just going to send you a bunch of paperwork, you don't know where to start. I mean, that's just, you know, there's a formula here, and I have to explain the formula to people so that they clearly understand it.
You're a godsend. You really are. Patty Wood, reverse mortgage specialist at American Pacific Reverse Mortgage Group. And what's your phone number, Patty, so people can call you, and where on the internet?
It's 775-954-0366. But I'm not really sure. It's American Pacific Mortgage dash Patricia dot Wood.
Well, they can Google.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll find it.
I'm sorry. I didn't write that down. And
American Pacific Reverse Mortgage Group or American Pacific Group.
Right.
And Patty Wood, and you have an office and everything.
I do. I have an office here in Reno. Let me give you my email address in case you're not a talker. It's Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, period, Wood, W-O-O-D, with the at sign, A-P-Mortgage, spelt out, .com.
All right, Patty, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
I always learn something new. We're talking money. I love it. For your benefit, of course. Thanks, Patty.
Appreciate it.
I'm John Potter. We're going to open up the lines for Open Topic on anything local. And, oh, my gosh, I'm going to break a talk radio record by not mentioning the Biden situation now for an hour and a half.
Correction, John.
We'll go there.
You have Sam, the Dog Coach Academy, up next.
Oh, Sam is up next.
Yes.
All right, we're going to talk about training dogs.
Oh.
Getting your dog to behave. Sam is our expert up next, and we'll take those calls at, 10:45 around there for Open Topics. And then we're on all the way to noon. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, Fox News next on 90 and FM News Talk Time, 10:31.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk Truth.
John Potter, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon, and in our Carson City studio, it's Sam with Dog Coach Academy. Hey, Sam.
Hi. Hey, John. How's it going?
Good. We get so many calls after you've been on, of course, so I'm glad you came back. You know, I don't know what it is, but dog training is a very hot topic right now. We have celebrity dog trainers. There's, we have the Dog Father on this show on dogs behaving badly, the Dog Whisperer, which we have Cesar Millan. And in this area, we have you. That's not funny. It's a good thing. It's a great thing.
Yeah.
Why is this such a hot topic right now?
I'm not really sure. I think the celebrity dog trainers have really helped us quite a bit to reach the population and to learn the importance of dog training. You know, I don't think enough people understand that we are part of a vital part of the dog care team, you know, veterinarians, groomers.
Right.
We ought to be part of that team, you know.
I hate to think that it's people pushing off their own responsibilities onto somebody else because they seem to spend less time with their animals now, especially, you know, it's a darn computer and everything like that. The old days, you would see kids outside playing with their dog. I don't see it as much anymore. So they look to people like you, and it's a great call to make because having a dog that isn't a crazy monster in the house It's not good just for your home and for you, but for the dog. I'm looking at it from the dog's point of view.
Yeah.
You want them to be happy.
Yes.
And you've keyed in into how to do it. You know, I looked on the internet. I don't have a dog, but I'm a curious guy. They say the thing about training dogs is to do or teach them one thing at a time, because dogs cannot handle a lot of different lessons all at once.
So I think that depends. Like, I think that's true if you're talking about a traumatized or a stressed dog. That can be true. But I have group classes where we go over, we teach them more than two or three things at each group class, you know. You start with one thing like sit, then you add stay, or then you add a down, then you teach them puppy push-ups or puppy burpees or something like that, you know, where you combine it into something new. It really depends on the dog. There's some dogs that can learn really well at home, but we socialize them and bring them into group classes, but they won't perform there, but they'll perform at home, and that's fine too. It really depends on the dog, you know.
And so there's a certification that you go through. And what does that entail?
Well, honestly, John, not everyone is certified. For me, I went to school at Animal Behavior College, but there's also the organization to certified trainers that haven't gotten to school, but that vet themselves to prove that they're positive reinforcement trainers. Maybe they learned under someone else. There's Karen Pryor Academy, and there's lots of different schools, but not everyone goes to school. But I'll tell you this, I wasn't able to get my insurance without completing my course and graduating, you know. That I don't think people understand that I could have got insurance with other people, but to get the type of insurance that I have, I wouldn't have been able to get it without completing school. They called my school and checked and everything.
Doesn't the state of Nevada require, to be a dog trainer, don't they require a certification of some sort? Or how about licensing? Licensing?
No.
Really?
Really.
Because I know in some states they do. Wow.
I don't know that to be true. I don't know of a state that requires it.
I honestly don't. I think Massachusetts.
I'll check it out, but
you're
gonna
have me go to Google, aren't you? Okay.
We'll arm wrestle about it later.
Tell us about what you do.
Well, I offer group classes. And I used to do manners and obedience and stuff, and that can be really challenging, but I'm starting to explore some other training for just letting a dog be a dog for those crazy dogs. They deserve a constructive outlet to get the crazies out, you know, and be silly and stuff like that if that's what they're like. But I'm following a program, and I'm going to be getting a certification for it where, you know, you follow the predation sequence and allow a dog to act out that sequence in an appropriate way so that you have happier dogs. And I just started doing that this year. And recently I've had a few dogs that did private training with me, and we're seeing really positive results. I did not see these results before. I'm really happy about them. There's also some training I've done with a traumatized dog that's coming along, you know. And mostly, John, I play with them. I just play games with them in a constructive way. In a constructive way. With a plan, and we build off all of those simple cues. We build it into a lot of great behaviors. So,
hey, John, I did some research here. As of June 2023, no U.S. state requires specific dog license for dog trainers. However, some organizations do license dog trainers, And some states have introduced bills to require licensure. California and Illinois are among those states, but neither have yet passed them into law.
Yeah.
I see something here from the Academy of Pet Centers. Become a certified dog trainer in Nevada through our online or in-person Nevada Dog Training School. This is a Nevada Dog Training School. So the school, I guess, certifies you. Is that the deal?
I'm not aware of that school. Okay. I'm not aware of that school. I couldn't speak for that one.
Interesting thing to be.
And even if it's on the internet, I try to go sniff around myself and see what I think. But I'm not aware of that school.
But you definitely see people less qualified to train dogs in your business, don't you?
Yeah.
See, that's
I hang out with trainers that are like awesome. You know what I mean? I learn a lot from them. It's important to be like, I'm a positive reinforcement trainer or a reinforcement-based trainer, but I'm starting to communicate with some balance trainers because they know a lot and they have a different perspective. I'm not going to pick up those tools, but they know a lot about what they do. And sometimes I need their help, so I reach out to them, and I really appreciate that, you know. And there's to learn from different angles. But I'm reinforcement-based, tend to be more force-free, you know. I also have a program for dogs that it's an online class. You get two in a row where we go over helping a dog that's stressed at a groomer's or a vet's, you know. At those appointments, it's 2 hours, and we help those dogs with all of the stressful environment in those places. So using reinforcement-based techniques.
Yeah, and, you know, since there is not that certification, you have to really beware when hiring a dog trainer, which is why it's so important to get to know you time and time again.
Yeah, you know, I'm not for everyone. Not everyone wants to do this, and I respect that. You know, I respect that, and I'm not going to be everybody's cup of tea, but there, you know, I've learned quickly by going to school and doing everything they told me to do in it. It really helped me get a lot of experience that has helped me be a pretty good trainer. You know, I contracted with another company that I'm not going to mention here because I didn't get their permission, you know. I'm contracted with another company, and I had to take over for another trainer. And in order to get this job, you have to have 2 years. And she did not know how to train these people to train their dog, you know. And so
anybody can put that hat on and say I'm a dog trainer.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I was sad for these people, you know. And I went and helped them out, and they were really happy, you know.
I bet.
But even, you know, John, I have a lot of experience and a lot of ideas. Being creative helps. I'm very creative, so I can be creative. But sometimes there's dogs who baffle me, and I have to get help, you know. I probably shouldn't admit that here when you're calling me an expert, but I don't think you ever want to work with somebody that guarantees results or says I can do anything. You know, I don't think you ever want to work with somebody like that.
Well, you definitely got experience. How many years now, Sam?
I think I'm going into my third year now.
Okay.
I'm going into my third year. So
what's the second lesson after sit?
Let me tell you, the first lesson before sit is focus. We want to teach a dog to focus on us first. We want to teach him that we're the best thing around. So we work on focus, then sit, down, maybe. Maybe down.
Right. Focus. How do you instruct hypnotism?
Treats, yeah. You put treats, that treat right up to their nose, then you draw it up into the middle of your eyes, and they start looking at you. And it's a great exercise because a lot of dogs are uncomfortable with looking you in the eyes. It's a great exercise to desensitize them, but we just want to teach them right away to check in with us and that that we're the best thing around, and that's the first thing I like to teach them.
Great. Well, works on humans, too. Before you go, I got to ask you, what treat is their absolute favorite that is the universal favorite treat of dogs?
There isn't one, but...
They're like cats, then. They're just like cats.
I'll tell you, a popular one is usually something soft that tastes like bacon. Is usually a really can usually get a lot of dogs to pay attention. I have quite a few different that I use, but usually something soft or smelly. I can usually get something that a dog likes. I can find something that a dog likes.
All right, Sam, what's your phone number and your place? You have a place in Carson City. Tell us about that and where people can contact you.
You can contact me easily by texting or calling me at 775-830-7613. I do offer group training on Sundays and Mondays out at Crazy Cat Dog Grooming. They have a really large area in the back, kind of like a warehouse type of building where I can conduct my group classes.
All right. Sam, always a pleasure. A Dog Coach Academy is who you want to deal with, Sam and the group out there. I appreciate talking to you, Sam. Thanks for taking the time with us.
Thanks, John.
All right. We're going to take a break. I'm John Potter. Open topics now from now to noon, 884-9910. I'm going to try to answer your questions on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 10:50.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
And like I said before, in other weeks, we already hear what the national talk shows on the radio say. What about Northern Nevada? Because it's easier, a lot easier, to call in here and express or hear what Northern Nevada thinks of the situation in D.C. with the President of the United States. Current temperature in Reno, 87 degrees. We should touch on some local Nevada news, at least. Nevada Democrat lawmakers making news, and this is from the Nevada Independent. Yes, Democrat lawmakers making news. Uh-oh. Nevada's two Democratic senators rarely agree with Senator Ted Cruz, let alone Donald Trump, but Senators Catherine Cortez Masto and Jackie Rosen signed on to a bill Thursday that Ted Cruz proposed to end federal taxation on tips, becoming the first Democrats to co-sponsor the policy in either chamber. The influential Culinary Workers Union Local 226 supports the proposal, which was made public, and we brought this up when he did this, made public by Donald Trump in a Las Vegas speech last month, saying that he would, as president, do what he could to stop the taxing of tips for service workers in Nevada. Trump proposed exempting tips from taxation for wage earners at a June rally in Las Vegas, saying he got the idea from a cocktail waitress. So you got to give some kudos to Jackie Rosen and Cortez Masto, as hard as that is to do, for actually supporting this. And I wish the media would play up a bit more what this great proposal would mean to Nevada and who went and said it out loud, former President Trump. In Reno, the RTC bus drivers are preparing for yet another strike against management company Keolis. Yes, Teamsters Local 533 members have filed a labor charge, another one against Keolis North America, as the union prepares to strike against the company. Is this like what, the third?
Yeah, there were two of them just a matter of a month or 2 months apart earlier, 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, and I think one was pretty long, but three strikes or maybe four against. Oh my gosh, just find another job. Maybe this company isn't the one you want to work for. you know, that there's freedom to find something, something else out there. Okay, well, anyway. And I got to ask, too, am I the only person who misses Redbox? The rent-a-DVD kiosks at our local Nevada 7-Elevens, Walgreens, and Save Mart. They suddenly stopped working. They closed up a few months ago, but nobody has mentioned them. And I'm beginning to think I was their only customer. You know, when it was working, I never saw another person renting a DVD from these red boxes at 7-Eleven.
They're not at the kiosks anymore now. They're online, on demand.
Of course, anybody listening is going.
Sign in, yeah.
Well, what they did is they stopped with the DVDs. They're just another streaming company now. You watch it. They're online now, but it's, of course, anybody listening to this is saying, oh, what's a DVD? What's he talking about? How fast time goes by. Anybody? Anyway, I hope they come back because I have 14,000 some credits with Redbox. And I also have all these gift cards for Washoe Public House. New owner says they're worthless. I'm a bad investor. Just keep me away from the stock market. Okay, we're going to break for Fox News. Going to talk about your views on the president. Honestly, we're going to do it right after Fox News. I'm John Potter.